huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, there's that famous saying, curiosity killed the cat. And I'm going to suggest that curiosity could give you success, happiness, progress, wealth, and riches. So imagine you're in the company of someone very wealthy and very successful, and you weren't curious. You didn't want to know what they'd achieved and how they'd achieved it. You could have this opportunity right in front of your face for a partnership or a joint venture or a mentorship or just a bit of free information, and it could just float you by. And I believe that there are opportunities coming towards you on a maybe every 1, 5, 10 minutes, who knows, but very frequently, but you'll only see them if you're open to seeing them. And there are certain traits, I believe, that help you see opportunities as they come your way. One of them is resourcefulness, and one main one is curiosity. So whenever you're faced with a successful person, or you're faced with a new model, a disruptive industry, you're faced with challenges in your business, a change in economy, instead of being scared and worried about the downsides and how it will affect you and how the world is over, imagine if you were curious to learn, to understand. Imagine if you had a desire to really get into the nuts and bolts, look at the upside opportunity as well as the downside risk. I think that you would really flourish in whatever venture you're currently trying to grow. But with people in general, imagine if when you're having meetings, you're in relationships, both personal and private and social and business. Imagine if you were curious to learn from them. I think if you have this curiosity, and number one is you ask more questions than you talk. Therefore, you hear more than you say. Therefore, you learn more. And many people, when they're in dialogue, really all they're doing is waiting to speak. And they're not learning and opening their mind and, you know, discovering new opportunities. Also, you know, no one really wants to know what you've got to say. And most people want to have you listen to them. So this double kind of win with curiosity is that it enables you to build really good rapport with people because it enables you to get them talking. So you get this massive win that you learn, but you also get this massive win that you build deep rapport and connection. And because we all, myself included, everybody, likes to talk about ourselves, or at least likes to talk about the things we're interested in and we've got confidence in, of which we all have those areas. Take a shy person who's a bit reclusive, but they're brilliant at computer games or hacking or coding, and they'll come to life and they'll talk to you about it, you know, on and on and on. I mean, Mark Homer, my business partner, he just talks to me endlessly about contracts, spreadsheets, data, facts, you know, the world of finance, the economy in general, economics, you know. Many people don't see him as the face of Progressive, and they're very surprised when they get to know him how animated and interesting and excitable he is, because he's talking about something he's interested in. So curiosity enables you to get people in flow, talking to you about what they're interested in, which brings them to life. But also you can learn so much from that. And also curiosity opens your mind to learning from everyone. Because I think sometimes you can perceive that someone may not be able to teach you something. Maybe they're not quite as far up the ladder in the venture that you are, or maybe you don't perceive that they have certain skills that you can learn from. But that is an illusion, because every human being has individual skills and talents, areas of focus that they've honoured and mastered, that they're better than most people or even anyone at across the globe. So wisdom for you is to learn from everyone. There's so many things that you can learn from everybody you meet, whether it's building rapport, whether it's good at listening, whether it's, you know, social interaction, whether it's business, finance, you know, whatever it is. But all these lessons are passing you by because you see these people, perceive that they have no immediate information or value to you, don't seek to be curious, to understand, to ask questions, to ask more questions, to ask probing questions, to ask challenging questions, to ask new questions they've not been asked before. Now, when you do that, let me list those again. New questions that haven't been asked before. Challenging questions. Probing questions. Interesting questions. Or just more questions that go deep. There's the five whys model, where if you ask someone a question to try and solve a problem and you ask why five times, you go from sort of the main outer layer of the onion all the way through to the core by asking five whys. Why is that? Why did that happen? And why did that happen? And why is that? And why is that? And why? And the final why, you normally get the solution. Sometimes you get it before the final five whys. So let me just summarize this. It's going to just be a super quick caffeine cast, short, sharp shot in the arm of motivation and inspiration. Stay curious. Stay humble. You have to be humble to be curious, because you have to believe that you can learn from anything and everyone. So stay curious, stay humble, ask good questions, have a desire to learn, keep seeking for answers. Listen more than you speak, and the more that you do that, the more you find your answers. What you find is your problems solve themselves. Now, of course, that sounds strange, doesn't it? Because normally you have to work really hard to solve your problem. But if you think about it, what the problems and challenges you have, if you take responsibility for those problems, you realize that you created them. And if you've had your current thought process or capacity or limit of thinking to create your current problem, that same capacity or limit of thinking can't solve that problem. But more questions, better questions with anyone you meet will invariably solve that problem, because you're getting outside of the confines of your own mind. So I'll give you an example. Around my team, I like to ask people who aren't in the department where the problem is how they would solve the problem. Now, most people don't think to go outside of their department, because they think that people outside of their department don't know their department. But the very fact that people are outside of that department who don't know that department means they also don't know the usual challenges and difficulties. So they ask different questions. And of course, three out of every four or more of the suggestions might not fit. But that one that you wouldn't have thought of, a bit of a lateral or left field thinking, could be an amazing solution to grow your business, your brand, your leverage, you know, or just get a task done, you know, in less time. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, ask lots of questions, be open-minded, keep searching. The answer is right in front of you through someone. If you just reach out and ask, and therefore you kind of solve your problems in the easiest, quickest, shortest way. And finally, I think I need to answer this question, because he's been asking so many times and it looks like he's given me about 50 angry faces. Is Donald Trump couch is asking, what's the color of the couch? The color of the couch is our progressive blue. So I hope that answers your question. You are curious. You have the meaning of life and the questions answered. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you're watching live or listening to the audio podcast, make sure you're in and joined the Disruptive Entrepreneur Community. There are, 1.1 million subscriptions in over 185 countries, yet only about 7,500 of you and us are in the Disruptive Entrepreneurs Community. So this is where you get a lot more one-to-one with me. This is where a lot of us disruptive entrepreneurs across the planet are keeping the conversations going, sharing strategies, etc. So make sure you're joined there. You can just request a join, and I will accept you there. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And a lot of you are just tuning in now. Maybe I went a bit early. So watch the video again.